around, the whole idea is to get out of the U.S. dollar, to get out of a currency that is on the verge of collapse. Because the people who don't get out, that just think they're playing it safe, that don't want to take any risk, so they keep their money in the dollar, they are going to be broke. They're going to be completely broke, and that is obvious. It's obvious to me that that's what's going to happen. And if you don't believe, if you didn't believe me up until now, you got to believe me now. Look at what Ben Bernanke did. He slashed interest rates to zero. Interest rates are zero now. The money is free. There's no more cuts, right? The Fed can't cut rates anymore. They are out of bullets when it comes to rate cuts. They are at zero right now. And what did Ben Bernanke say he's going to do in the future to stimulate the economy? He is going to run up printing presses as fast as he can, and he's going to buy government bonds. He's going to buy mortgages. He's going to buy credit card debt. He's going to buy all the crap that no one else in the world would want, right? That's what he's going to do. And this is pure inflation, Latin American style. This is hyperinflation. This is Zimbabwe. This is the identical monetary policy. This is what the Weimar Republic did. And we're going to have the same result. You know, they're basically saying they're going to print money until they revive the economy. You can't revive the economy by printing money. They're going to suffocate it to death. It's going to die by hyperinflation. And don't be fooled. I saw this big report on one of the network news today where they're trying to say how deflation is terrible, how falling prices are terrible, which, of course, are not deflation. That if people think prices are going to fall, no one's going to buy anything, and the whole economy is going to collapse. That is utter and sheer unadulterated nonsense. And I wrote about that in my book. I talked about it in the air. Falling prices don't stop people from buying. That is nonsense. Do cell phone prices come down? Do laptop computer prices come down? Do plasma TV prices come down? They come down all the time. Does it stop people from buying? Absolutely not. It is sheer bullshit. It is unadulterated government propaganda so they can crank up the printing presses. That's exactly what they did back in 2001 and 2002 when they raised this straw man of deflation. I talked about it and I wrote about it then. They're just trying to scare us into thinking that the government needs to save us from the scourge of being able to buy things for less money. And that the solution is, thank God the government has a solution. They're going to save us from deflation. They're going to print, print, print money. Right, which is what they want to do, because they want to print it and spend it and buy their votes. But they are going to destroy this economy with this printing press money. There is no two ways about it. This is what they're doing. This is going to lead to a complete disaster. You know, it's crazy. It's like, would anybody get on a plane if they knew the pilot didn't know how to fly? Right? Would you want to go on a plane if you knew going in the guy flying a plane was completely clueless? He was just going to wing it, you know? No pun intended. Would you get on that plane? Of course not. Well, basically, the people flying the economic plane of the United States haven't a clue how to fly. And they're going to crash into the side of a mountain, and there is no hope anyone on that plane is going to survive. And all you can do is recognize that these guys don't know what they're doing and get off that plane or don't get on it, right? The people who are convinced that they're going to save the economy by printing money and buying up stuff, you know, these are the same people who told us everything was fantastic a year ago, that we didn't have to worry about anything, that it was the economy had never been better, that the fundamentals of the economy were sound. They were completely wrong then, and they're completely wrong now. They didn't understand the problem, and they've got the wrong solution. There is no doubt in my mind that what the government is doing is going to destroy the economy and destroy the currency. Absolutely none whatsoever. And I am 100% convinced that anybody who has their wealth in U.S. dollars will be just as broke as the people who have their money with Madoff. It's not going to matter. It is going to be destroyed. And I don't know how much time you have. You know, with the dollar dropping 5% a week at this point, I don't know. Could the dollar snap back a little bit? Sure, of course. But what if it keeps falling? What if it's down 5% next week and 5% the week after that? And then what if it drops 10% and another 10%? Who knows? You know, at some point, a year or two from now, the dollar could be dropping 5% a day. You know, the inflation rate in Zimbabwe is over 100,000,000% per year. I can't even calculate what that is. But you know what? It didn't start off that bad. It didn't start off that bad. It happened as a result of the monetary policy that we are now pursuing. Now, are we gonna get religion? Are we going to change course? Are we not going to follow the Zimbabwe monetary policy completely? Are we going to change course? I don't know. But you know what? The longer it takes for us to change course, the harder it is to make the change, right? The into debt we go, the more money the Fed prints, the harder it is to pull that inflation genie back in the bottle. Because the reason that the politicians are doing this is because they don't want to face the pain. They don't want to deal with reality. Well, the more they do this, the more painful reality becomes. So if they can't deal with the pain today, why would they deal with twice as much pain in the future? That is the flaw. In thinking that, well, they're just going to do something later on to stop it, they're not. If they really had the guts to do anything, they'd do it right now. So this is extremely, extremely dangerous. And, you know, if anybody had doubted what I've been saying in the past, I don't see how you can do it now, looking at what they've done. And, you know, as I've said, I said the dollar would fall sharply, and it has. It is dropping like a stone. And the people who bought into this dollar rally bought into a pack of lies. You know, and I talked about the fact that there was no fundamental justification. People were saying nonsense like, well, we're the first into the crisis. We're going to be the first out. We're the ones that are taking the most aggressive actions. Therefore, our economy is going to do the best. That the dollar is rising because as bad as things are here, they're so much worse every place else. It's all nonsense. None of it was true. There was no fundamental reason for the dollar to go up. It was pure trading. It was deleveraging. It was speculation. It was momentum. None of it had anything to do with the fundamentals for the U.S. economy. If it did, the dollar would have been falling, not rising. Those short-term props are gone. The dollar is now sinking on its own weight, and it's going to drop like a stone. And, you know, there's not a lot of time. You know, as far as foreign stocks right now, look, interest rates are being slashed around the world. Stocks are the only place to be. You got to own real stuff. You can't own paper. Right now, you know, stocks are still cheap. A lot of the stocks that I've been recommending, a lot of these stocks in the last couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, have gone up 30, 40, 50%, not even counting the currency. But these stocks are still way down, still way down. Now, there are some stocks that are still close to their lows, within 5 or 10% of their lows right now in local currency. So it is not certainly not too late to build a portfolio of foreign stocks. And the yields are incredible. Remember, we're talking about dividend yields of 10 and 20%. Why would somebody turn down those yields in order to keep their money in cash and government paper and take a 1 or 2% yield? It makes no sense. Look at the yield on the 30-year bond. It's like 2.6%. The 10-year is like 2.4%. What would anybody in their right mind buy U.S. Treasuries holding it for 30 years to add 2.5%? No, of course not. This is insane. This is a mania. And, of course, the buyers are either traders who are buying to sell their trading momentum, or they're the Federal Reserve that's just buying to artificially suppress interest rates in the short run. But believe me, nobody is buying into the Treasuries with real money. Nobody is buying a 30-year government bond hoping to clip coupons for the next 30 years at 2.5%. Nobody around the world is doing that. Anybody with an ounce of intelligence is selling every U.S. government bond they have to the Federal Reserve right now. And they're taking their dollar and they're taking the money, the dollars that they get, by selling bonds to the Treasury, and they're buying euros, they're buying yen. The yen now is at a 13 or a 14-year high against the euro. They're buying other things. That's probably why you're seeing bonds rising and the dollar falling, because our foreign creditors are selling their U.S. treasuries to the Federal Reserve. And when they get in their dollars, they're buying other currencies. And ultimately, right, when the only buyer in town is the Federal Reserve, and for all we know, they're the only buyer right now, right, the bonds are going to collapse. It's not, nobody's going to want them because the money's going to have no value. I mean, think about it, right? What's worse than owning a dollar today? Having the promise to be paid a dollar in 30 years. I don't know what the dollar's going to be worth in 30 days, let alone 30 years, right? So you people have to understand that we are living at a very important moment in time. We are going to witness the destruction of our currency and a massive collapse in our economy. The major economic collapse that is going to be unleashed is not the result of the unwinding of all the imbalances that I've been writing about and warning about for years. Right? That's going to happen anyway. This massive disaster, this inflationary or hyperinflationary depression that the government and the central bank is leading us right into, right? This is created by government. Right? This has got nothing to do with the free markets. This has got nothing to do with the tough medicine that we need to take. This is what's going to happen because the government is denying that medicine. Right? The government is going to try to stimulate us when we're already close to overdose. We have too much heroin. We have too much alcohol in the system, and the government's going to shoot us up with some more. And this stimulus is going to—they're going to give the economy an overdose of stimulus that is hyperinflation, and there is no end to what's going to happen. And remember, every time the government stimulates this economy, no matter what they do, no matter who they bail out, they're going to make the situation worse. And every time they make it worse, guess what? They up the dosage. And every time they up the dosage, they do even more damage. I don't see any way out of this spiral right now. There is nobody in Washington. Nobody is standing up to this. It is just a perpetual loop of destruction. And all you can do is get out of the way, because it's going to destroy everybody in